Let's be honest. Summer in South Louisiana is a dreadful thing. In order to beat the heat, it helps to have plenty of water, an air conditioning system of some sort, and a way to take your mind off the sweltering weather. Like, say, some stand-up comedy. I'm David Benedetto, and today I'll be kicking off this new segment by talking with New Orleans-based comedian Julie Mitchell about Bear With Me, an open mic night she hosts at the Bar 12 Mile Limit, and also about what makes funny, well, funny. How you doing, Julie?
Hi, David. I'm good.
Well, fantastic. Glad to have you in here. So first thing I want to ask you is, how did Bear With Me come about and how did you become involved?
So two other women who did stand up here and I started it 2 years ago. We used to meet on Monday nights at one of our houses and do like writing exercises. And then we wanted to do a show. And so we just shopped around and found a bar that was open to it. And then we set it up and now we've been doing it. But then they've both subsequently left me. And Ariel Elias was the first to move to New York and Molly Ribbonlong was the second. And so now I have a new co-host, Laura Sanders, a comic from Ohio, and she's wonderful. And yeah, it's just been going for 2 years and some change.
Tell me what you think it takes to go up there and do it, honestly. Because there are a lot of people that are super nervous going up there for the first time. What would you tell them?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's nerve-wracking for everyone. Like, I had already done like 5 years of performative comedy. Like, I was doing improv and I was doing some sketch stuff. And it was still really, stand-up is the loneliest art, I think, because if people don't like what you're saying, there's nothing you can blame it on. Like, it's just you. And also, there's a lot of psychology about, like, you know, because they're not allowed to talk during the show and they're really not supposed to, like, get up and move around. So it's like they're kind of trapped there. So if they don't like you, it's not like they're polite usually. It's like they really hate you.
Yeah, no, I get that. Very vulnerable out there on the stage.
Yeah. Also, you're not talking about gum. Usually you're talking about ideas or your life, like ideas that you have that are personal or your life or your opinions. I mean, also, it's a very daunting thing to have the expectation that you're going to be funny. You know, it's one thing to go up and public speaking or some sort of information dissemination. And it's like, if you're funny, it's a bonus, but people aren't expecting that. But if they're expecting you to be funny and then you're specifically not, then they get mad at you.
Which is sad. It's kind of horrible. Well, what was kind of the defining moment for you to make you know that you wanted to do stand-up?
I mean, when I was little, I would watch stand-up and I loved it. And I don't think I thought about it as like a, this is what I want to do. I just really identified with it and it shaped the way I thought about stuff. So like people's bits about different things, like, you know, I didn't grow up with a lot of like middle-aged black men like telling me their deepest thoughts on things. But then I would watch, you know, Dave Chappelle or Bernie Mac or Richard Pryor, and like I would hear that. And so then that would affect like how I thought about race or how I thought about, you know, a lot of different things. Then when I went into improv, I was already kind of doing that. And then, I don't know, stand-up just seemed like a natural segue of like, okay, that's the next thing that I want to try.
The progression right there.
Yeah. Yeah, because those things are antithetical. So like I was good at one and I wanted to see what the other one was like.
Tell me, what inspires your comedy from like the day-to-day? Is there like particular things that you really draw from?
I think that a lot of people who do stand-up, it's because humor is a coping mechanism for them. So for me, like even if I'll be upset and like crying about something, something can just happen in a moment and I'll just like burst out laughing because I think it's really funny. Sometimes I laugh at myself. And I think I require that of people around me, too. Like, I think it's very important for me to, like, constantly be reminded that, like, nothing really matters that much. And everything is kind of funny, even if something is sad or really bad that's happening.
Well, Julie, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Before we go, I had one more question.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, when and where is Bear With Me and how do people sign up?
So Bear With Me is at a bar called 12 Mile Limit. It's in Mid-City. It's on the corner of Bowdoin and South Telemachus. And it's Mondays at 9. Sign up is at 8:30. There's just like a notebook on the stage and you just write your name. And that's all that it takes. And then, yeah, then you're on the show.
Well, Julie, thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much. It was really fun.
That was Julie Mitchell, New Orleans-based comedian and host of Bear With Me Open Mic. More information can be found about the event on Facebook, and Julie can be found on Twitter @JuliePopTart. Until next time, I'm David Benedetto for NOLA V.